Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. If you don't mind me asking, what is your zip code?
30331.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
1953.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or Latino, or some other race?
Black American.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, Biden.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta? Or like many
yes.
people, you're not registered? Okay, thank you. Below is the list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Traffic, climate change and the environment, crime, education, jobs and the economy, racism and discrimination, immigration, inflation and the cost of living, public transportation, and abortion access. Three of those.
That's a long laundry list. You want me to, you said three?
Yeah, three.
Okay. Did you say the economy?
Yes, economy.
Okay. That's one.
Okay.
Traffic is would
okay.
be another.
Okay.
And climate.
Climate. Okay, thank you. You have a good memory retention. Next, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The city of Atlanta.
I would say satisfied.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. The Atlanta region?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Georgia?
Georgia, I say dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Okay. Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people, some groups of people, and ideas using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know the people, you never heard of the people or groups, just let us know. Uber and Lyft, 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. The Atlanta City Council?
6.
Thank you. MARTA train?
Oh, 7.
7. Thank you. Artificial intelligence companies?
5.
Thank you. The Atlanta Police Department?
6.
Thank you. The Atlanta Beltline.
7.
Thank you. Mayor Andre Dickens.
7.
Thank you. Governor Brian Kemp.
5.
Thank you. Electric scooters.
3.
3. Okay, thank you. Next. How would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major.
Thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. Thank you. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Bell line in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. Based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Necessary.
Thank you. Next. Here are a few statements. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree. And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10 depending on how you feel. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and the Atlanta buses. 0 to 10.
10.
Fan. Thank you. I feel safe riding MARTA.
2.
Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
10.
Thank you. MARTA says they are working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
10.
Thank you. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
3.
Thank you. The quality of Atlanta roads is getting worse.
I'm sorry, you broke up on me. Can you repeat that?
Roads is getting worse.
You're still breaking up.
Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
10.
Thank you. Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
10 would be satisfied, highly satisfied, right?
Yeah, so, strongly agree.
Basically I'm going 2 on that.
Okay, 2. Okay, no problem. Yeah. Thank you. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. A or B?
A.
Somewhat or strongly A?
Strongly A.
Okay, thank you. Here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address Atlanta area traffic problems. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and don't want to see it implemented. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
10.
Thank you. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
8.
Okay. Thank you. Adding more security to MARTA stops.
10.
Thank you. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
10.
Thank you. Incentivizing housing development to public transit.
10.
Thank you. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
10.
Thank you. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
Can you repeat that?
Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you still support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people expending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off of roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. The Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs, but many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Next. Once again, do you still support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly still?
Strongly.
Thank you. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing statement. 5 means that you feel somewhat convincing. And 0, it's not convincing at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up and up as out-of-town interests pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. At $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost $3 to $4 or $5 billion of our tax dollars? Assuming it's ever actually completed, we need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. The Beltline train is just going to exaggerate Atlanta's crime and violent problems. MARTA is completely unsafe and at the moment, with shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing train and bus stop safe for everyone to use. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, one last time, based on what you know, do you still support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Still strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 plus years?
11 or 20.
Thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Retired.
Thank you. Next, last year, that's back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Less than 25, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85 to 99, 100 to 249, 250 plus.
250 plus.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and cooperation. You have a good one.
Okay, bye.